FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
More than 100 flood victims have been evicted from a Durban hotel. They've been camping on the streets outside the building for over 24 hours. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
Every inch of the sidewalk on Florence and Summer Street is now occupied by former residents of the Bayside Hotel. They say they were kicked out due to a delay in payments by the KZN Department of Human Settlements to the hotel. The department says it has already spent 185 million on the flood victims, but needs an additional 128 million to settle the bill. Among those now sleeping on the pavement are young children, elderly people and breastfeeding mothers with no access to toilets, beds or basic necessities. One woman told Newswatch they're frustrated because government keeps relocating them, leaving them without a permanent roof over their heads. Several organisations such as Gift of the Givers and political parties have stepped in with food and support for the displaced residents. In the meantime, MEC Siboniso Duma is meeting with the Minister of Human Settlements to map a way forward. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban CBD.
KZN Health MEC Nomagugu Simelane says more parents need to take an active role in monitoring their children's social media use. She's warned that excessive screen time is increasingly being linked to poor mental health in young people. Simelane says conditions such as anxiety, low self-esteem and depression are being fueled by unrealistic portrayals of life on social media platforms. Recent research by digital marketing agency Hello Yes shows South Africa has around 26.7 million active adult social media users. It found that 95% of learners in grades 4 to 11 have regular internet access, and about half of them own a phone or tablet by the age of 10. Simelane says cyberbullying, social media addiction and unsupervised screen time are becoming widespread, with many children spending hours online without proper emotional support.
Our children become severely affected by social media. You realize that as parents, we take it for granted, thinking it's just a phone. But you find cases whereby a child may take their own life and everyone is left in shock, only to find that it's due to the pressure they had put themselves under based on what they see on social media.
Even on social media.
And South Africa's manufacturing production rose by 0.5% in May compared to the same month last year.
On a month-on-month basis, seasonally adjusted manufacturing production increased by 2% in May 2025 compared with April 2025.
Stats SA's Nikolai Klaassen says the biggest boost came from the steel and metal products sector, but the motor vehicle and transport equipment division experienced a sharp drop of 6.7%.
Glass and non-metallic mineral products, wood, paper, printing and publishing, textiles and clothing, and communication and professional equipment also registered a positive month.
The top story, more than 100 flood victims have been evicted from a Durban hotel and have been camping on the streets outside the building for over 24 hours. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.